Ever think about the incarnation of Jesus Christ, a theological word rich in practical meaning for each and every one? The doctrine of the incarnation is so beautifully summed up in the words of the Apostle John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the one and only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the incarnation, Jesus Christ was fully God, and He was fully man. In other words, He existed as the perfect unity in one person of a divine and human nature, as Theanthropus, or as the God-man, which is what Theanthropus means, the spotless Lamb of God lived a sinless human life. And He died a sinner's death in order to atone once for all for the sins of all humanity. While the Incarnation, like the Trinity, might transcend human understanding, it does not transgress the laws of logic. You know, think about it for a moment. Miracles like the Incarnation are not only possible, they are necessary. They're necessary in order to make sense of the universe in which we live. Because, according to modern science, the universe not only had a beginning, but it is unfathomably fine-tuned to support life. And not only that, the origin of life, information in the genetic code, irreducible complexity in biological systems, and the phenomenon of the human mind, well, they all pose intractable difficulties for merely natural explanations. And so reason forces us to look beyond the natural world to a supernatural designer who periodically intervenes in the affairs of His created handiwork. In other words, if we're willing to believe that God created the heavens and the earth, we should have no problem whatsoever accepting the virgin birth. I've written a flip chart. It's a laminated 4x6 flip chart on memorable keys to essential Christian doctrine. I codify the doctrines around the word doctrine, and the I in doctrine represents incarnation. I want you to know not only what you believe, but why you believe what you believe. And in this flip chart, we have the great doctrines of the historic Christian faith that form the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults, and then why we believe those doctrines. All of that available in an accessible fashion, because I want you to know what you believe and why. For your gift to the ministry, I'll send out memorable keys to essential Christian doctrine. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letters CRI.